Blackstone Publishing presents The Spirit Photographer, a novel by John Michael Varese. This book is read by Lloyd James. For Jacques de Spoulbert. Author's note. This work of fiction is inspired by events that took place during the spiritualist movement in 19th century America. While some of the story is based on the life of William Mumler, the first American spirit photographer, and other historical figures, it makes no claims to accuracy with regard to characters, places, or events. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. Psalm 137, verse 6. Book 1. Reunion. Banner of Light, Boston, Massachusetts, Saturday, August 5th, 1865. A new phase of spiritual manifestations is exciting a great deal of attention and wonder in those who take an interest in the grand and beautiful subject of spirit communion. If this phenomenon in spiritual manifestation be genuine, it is the greatest and the best yet given to outside perception, and bears incontrovertible evidence of the truth that spiritual communications are what they claim to be, namely, actual manifestations of the dead to the living. Mr. Edward Moody is the medium and the artist who makes photographs of spirits. His business has lately been ornamental engraving, a very profitable business which he says has paid him upwards of $9 a week, but, from causes he cannot explain, he is being forced to leave it and engage in photography, which art he practiced under the employment of Mr. Matthew Brady in the years before and during the war. Mr. Moody is not a spiritualist, nor, he says, has he ever believed in spiritualism, but on the contrary, has opposed and ridiculed it. He has many times been told by mediums that he was a very powerful and peculiar medium. This he did not believe, and only laughed at the communications. A few Sundays since, he being alone with Mrs. Lovejoy in her photograph saloon above her silver goods store at 258 Washington Street, he produced a picture of Mrs. Lovejoy which, to his great astonishment and wonder, revealed not just the sitter on the developed plate, but also a picture of a young woman standing by the sitter's side. While looking upon the strange phenomenon, the picture of two persons upon the plate instead of one, the thought and the conviction flashed upon his mind, "This is the picture of a spirit." And in it, Mrs. Lovejoy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?